This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into the Travelogue podcast where we give you all the updates of the top trends of what's happening in the tourism world in India and abroad. Today I have a very distinguished guest with me. I have Rajiv Menon, President of Marriott International for Asia Pacific, excluding Greater China. Welcome to the show, Rajiv.
Thank you, Jerome.
Let me first let my listeners know that I have moved out from Mumbai and I've traveled all the way to Bangalore. And it's a pleasure to have Rajiv on the show. It's a pleasure to have witnessed a very interesting event today. I witnessed the signing of a partnership between Marriott International and Bangalore-based Prestige Group. We'll come to that a little later. But firstly, Rajiv, I would like to know, what's the latest trend in the tourism industry?
So, you know, one of the trends, at least in Asia, we are very excited about is the growth of intra-Asia travel. As most of the countries, when you look at across Asia Pacific, there's incredible emerging growth opportunities, be it in Southeast Asia with the 10 ASEAN countries, or you look at, you know, what's going on with China, you look at India, and as far as Japan. The travel growth has been incredible over the last couple of years and is going to be, you know, there for decades to come.
Right.
Just China has now become clearly the number one outbound travel market in the world, with close to about 150 million Chinese traveling outside of China. And that will continue to grow at a phenomenal pace year after year. We also see, when you look at ASEAN countries, the 10 ASEAN countries, in the next few years, 125 million people will cross borders just in those 10 countries. You look at India, which is, you know, close to home here. India is, again, similar demographics to China. So the growth opportunity is phenomenal. Within the intra-Asia travel, we also see great growth in leisure travel. So leisure is growing 4x that of business. That's how strong the growth is. And you see as a result, there are new destinations that are, you know, getting created across in Asia, around the world, but also here in India. And as people, you know, really kind of want to get away with families for a short period of time, 3-4 day breaks, you see the emergence of these resorts on the periphery or of major cities or in the 3 to 6 hour driving distance.
Right. Rajiv, quite interesting there. You mentioned leisure has grown as compared to business. Has business witnessed a slowdown?
You know, I wouldn't say business has witnessed slowdown because we obviously operate close to 800 hotels across Asia Pacific. This is including Greater China and we are in about 23 countries. We are seeing business demand reasonably robust. There are certain markets that have a bit of an issue with regards to supply and demand.
Okay.
But overall, business travel has also grown, although at a much lesser pace than leisure travel.
Okay.
Leisure travel is definitely growing 4x at the rate of business travel.
Okay. Two questions here. Where are domestic travelers headed to from India? And the preferred thing now is something like a homestay, an exclusive villa. Is Marriott planning to come into something like that?
So, when you look at India for India, Indians are traveling across the country.
Right.
You know, we have hotels in Siliguri, up north, Amritsar, in Srinagar, in obviously Chandigarh, right down when you come down south, obviously Chennai, Bangalore, number of destinations across the country. And where we see tremendous growth opportunity is again in these newer resort destinations. So Mussoorie, for example, has done exceptionally well. Our JW Marriott Hotel has done exceptionally well. The Westin in Sohna, which is only, you know, a couple of hours drive out of Delhi, continues to do well. Jaipur as a destination continues to do well. And this is the leisure travel piece that I was talking about. While the travel between the cities has remained consistent and has grown, it's these new resort destinations that are coming up. For us, Coorg in this part of the world is going to be a phenomenal destination over a long period of time.
Right.
In that so-called leisure resort space.
Okay.
As you talk about international, again, India's are traveling far afield. Thailand, Singapore, Dubai do remain as some of the favorite destinations, but we are seeing Indians traveling as far as Tasmania and Australia, New Zealand, obviously, South America. Europe has obviously been a big favorite for Indian travelers, and we think that that's going to continue to grow, because the one piece we see as a trend for the last few years is what one would call as experiential travel. Okay. People are traveling for experiences. They're not just traveling to go and sleep in hotel rooms and you know, kind of have a little tour of the city and get out. They want to genuinely go and experience the unique culture that each of these destinations has to offer. They want to try the food. They want to try, you know, what people wear. They want to be part of that feeling, and they want to interact with the local communities. If you're traveling to Tokyo, for example, you want to go to the fish market at 5 o'clock in the morning and see, you know, the real action. It's one of the most renowned fish markets in the world. So those are the kind of unique experiences that people are looking out for. And that truly for us, that experiential travel space is, again, a great growth opportunity.
All right. Coming back to India, what is Marriott International offering to such travelers in India?
So, you know, we have been bullish on India for a long time.
Right.
If you look at over the last 20 years, we've grown from basically one or two hotels to now being the largest international hotel operator in India with over 120 hotels. We just opened our 120th hotel, the Ritz-Carlton in Pune, and we have another 50-odd hotels under construction. And the great thing about our portfolio is it's spread across the lodging segments of business. So you don't have to go and just stay at a St. Regis or a Ritz-Carlton or a JW Marriott, all of which are stunning hotels. But, you know, if you're going to Jodhpur, you could stay at a Fairfield by Marriott. You know, you could, if you're going to Agra, you could stay at a Courtyard by Marriott. Yeah, so the ability to offer unique destinations alongside incredible brands that go through the lodging space. That means if you're in the moderate tier space, you're looking for a value for money product, you go and stay at a Fairfield, be it Amritsar or somewhere else. But if you want to stay at a JW or a Ritz-Carlton or a St. Regis, you know, those hotels are there for you as well. When you're in India's playground, Goa, we have a stunning, you know, W in Goa.
Yeah.
So, you know, to us, we're very proud of the brands we have. We also believe India has such an incredible landscape and diversity to offer. And each of these combined, you know, really creates that unique destination from our perspective, which travelers would love to go and experience across the country.
All right. What is Marriott offering next to Indian travelers?
So to me, what I'm very excited, obviously we announced today, is the launch of Moxie brand in India. As part of our announcement with Prestige, we are doing 5 new hotels, 2 of which are going to be Moxie, 200 key Moxie here in Bangalore, obviously 125 key in Chennai. Again, this is a great, playful brand.
Right.
We launched it in 2014 in Europe. And, you know, in that moderate tier space, we're looking for millennial lifestyle, hip and cool brand. This is it. It's getting incredibly rave reviews globally. We have now 50 open around the world, another 112 under construction.
Wow.
And then we just announced the 2 here in India, which is the 17th brand out of our portfolio of 30 that we'll be bringing into the market. So I think Moxie will do very well in India and grow at a very, very fast pace.
All right, just digging a little into Moxie. So what exactly is Moxie? What would it offer a millennial?
It's all about social spaces, right? As you create space. It's a very playful brand. So, you know, black canvas is kind of what we use from art point of view. Social from the point of view, when you walk into the hotel, the lobby has a big bar, which also operates as a reception counter and the social hub for the hotel. So as a result, what you see is you're walking into a space that is active all the time, typically 24 hours a day, because that's where people are checking in, that's where people are checking out, that's where people are hanging out to have a drink or playing on the foosball table or, you know, doing other interactive activities. And then you've got very well-designed rooms in partnership. We originally designed them in partnership with IKEA. And, you know, great shower experience, great sleep experience. But simple things like tables and chairs are hung up on the wall. So okay. You pull them down to use them. And then when you're done with them, you put them back on the wall. Very, very cool. I generally, on a personal level, thoroughly enjoy the Moxie experiences every time I stay in one.
All right, I'm sure a lot of our listeners would be looking forward to experiencing the same. Coming to your partnership, in fact, Marriott International's partnership with the Prestige Group, what exactly happened today and what can, you know, this partnership lead to?
So, historically, if you look at our growth in India, we have grown exceptionally well with our existing partners. And that's kind of what we announced today. Prestige has been a great partner of Marriott. Over the last few years, we had been operating a loft hotel with them here in Bangalore. We opened the Sheraton Grand Whitefield last year in April that we announced as our 100th hotel in India, per se. So we have two operating hotels, and we have a JW Marriott Prestige Golfshire under construction. Other than these three, we just announced 5 new deals, which includes a stunning W in Bangalore, close to the airport, 2 Tribute Collection hotels, 1 in Bangalore, 1 in Kochi, and the 2 Moxies that we talked about earlier, which is 1 in Bangalore, 1 in Chennai. And, you know, it's great that we are growing with Prestige, because Prestige is known across the market for creating some landmark buildings. They've been focused on innovation, particularly in the real estate space, and they've been an incredible partner to us. So to us, I believe, you know, this is not only extension of our existing partnership, it also represents great opportunity for the future. And I'm sure we'll be doing a lot more with Prestige in the future.
A word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Rajiv, it was really good to have you on the show. Thank you so much for all these updates.
Thanks, Jerome. Pleasure.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Travelog podcast. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.